This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Adrian Wooldridge, who is badgered for The Economist, reflecting upon Boris Johnson, the first 2 years of his prime ministership. I'm reminded of Henry James saying of, after meeting H.G. Wells for the first time, I've never met such an extraordinary man. I don't think I could survive another one. And so Boris Johnson is putting Great Britain to the test of his exciting personality. At the same time, he has leadership style that is it recognizable or not? It comes from training. And Adrian has a new book, which I highly recommend to people who puzzle where we get our leaders from and why they're always acting so strangely. The book is The Aristocracy of Talent, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World. And Adrian, since we talked at length about your book, I've looked up your last group of prime ministers that I can remember easily, all the way back to Margaret Thatcher. The only exception to the filters of higher education and training as young men, the only exception, and young women, is John Major, who, after all, was an inheritor of Margaret Thatcher's legend, her aura. So we're looking at Britain quite consciously, looking to Oxford, or in the case of Mr. Brown, to Edinburgh, where he was a supreme talent for the University of Edinburgh, looking to them for leadership. Is the public aware of this? Given this twist, Adrian, I'm told that Boris wouldn't be in power with the Tories if it wasn't for the working class of Northern England vouchsafing him. So is everyone aware of this filter, Adrian?
Yes, I think there is a sense that British politicians come from a certain mold. They come from public schools, which is our name's rather strange name for private schools, particularly very elite public schools such as Eton. And they come from Oxbridge, and particularly Oxford. Oxford has more prime ministers than Cambridge. And this has happened over generation after generation after generation. And the interesting thing about this is that it survived the rise of democracy. You can understand that British prime ministers would come from Eton and Oxford in the aristocratic days, but it's also happens, you know, since democracy was introduced in the early 20th century. So the transition from aristocracy to meritocracy is you've had very similar sort of the same filter essentially working. I would say of Boris Johnson, though, that we've had 20 Etonian prime ministers. Boris is the 20th, I believe. But Boris is very different from the previous ones. He's an Etonian. He's very visibly Etonian. He speaks this strange Bertie Wooster, faux upper-class language. But he's also very different from the standard Etonian. He's not an establishment figure. He's a roué, he's risqué, and I say he manages to combine the culture of the upper classes with the culture of the lower classes. He combines an ability to get on with, the Hollywood stars and things like that with an ability to get on with aristocrats. It's a strange, he's not a typical Etonian in any way at all, although he's very recognizably Etonian.
Yes, I want to move to someone I've met recently through a political biography by your colleague at The Economist, Sophie Petter, who is the Paris bureau chief. She wrote several years past a presentation of Emmanuel Macron, who also, I think, fits what you just said about Boris Johnson. I understood him to be an outsider, but in fact, he was educated. He's extremely well educated. And very, very sharp personally, a quick learner. He went to the same preparation school, the National Academy of Administration, that all the other leaders whom I associated with the upper classes of France went to. It's as if the formula is to be well-educated and approved by the upper classes, but to act as an outsider or in some way in contradiction to the values of your type.
Absolutely. I think this insider-outsider thing is absolutely vital. And Macron is a very interesting example because he is an insider. He went to this elite ENARC, institution, which almost every president has been to since the Second World War, although the ENA was actually set up after the Second World War. It's a new invention. It's not at Oxford. It's not old. It was actually a new invention, but it's been incredibly successful. since 1945. So he's an insider in one sense, but he's also an outsider. He invented his own party. He believes in trying to create a more Anglo-Saxon dynamic sort of capitalism in France. He's very critical of the French economic regime in some ways. So he's very different. So Boris is an insider-outsider in the sense that he's an insider by background and training, but he's also an outsider in a lot of his behavior and his aspirations, in his culture, in his way of going about his life. Macron has got an impeccable private life, let's say, but he does see himself as being somebody there to shake the system up and reform it in a very fundamental way.
Yes, not the Trump model, but the Boris Johnson model. So in this final minute we have, Adrian, your book has guided me to understand that there's something about the meritocracy that allows people to freelance like Boris Johnson or Emmanuel Macron, and yet they mumble to themselves, the citizens mumble to themselves, you know, he's really, and then they mention the magic name. In this case, it would be Oxford. He's really Oxford.
Yes. Yes, I think that's right.
And that's what Boris has going for him then.
Yeah, there's a sort of deference that he can draw. And well, people will say, well, he may be a bit odd and he may muddle up things that he says on the radio and his policies may be a bit all over the place. But basically, he's part of the ruling class and he knows ultimately how to govern the country. Whether that's true or not, I'm not sure. But certainly that is something he can rely on.
To use Boris's favorite terms, Adrian reports, he's an amazing, fantastic, splendid prime minister. Adrian Wooldridge, the author of The Aristocracy of Talent, How Meritocracy Made the Modern World. He's also a Badgett at The Economist magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.